And today is supposed to be Rejoice Sunday. It's Rejoice Sunday. And as I was preparing this homily, then they had that thing going on in Connecticut, the shootings, and it kind of put a damper on things. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, how do you do that? Rejoice, and you got these shootings. 20 first graders shot and killed. It's kind of like, wow. And then I thought, well, you know, Connecticut had, the whole East Coast there had a lot of stuff. Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, all that going on. And to let you know, we got a second collection for the victims of Hurricane Sandy after communion. So we helped them out. And with all this stuff going on, I think there's a need to hear the good news. As much as the darkness is going on out there, we need to hear the good news. And as I was thinking about, this whole thing and the questions that arise from the evil that happened, especially this last Friday in Connecticut, the shootings. And the first question comes to mind is, how can God allow this? Is God mean? What's going on here with that? And first thing we need to realize is God doesn't make something like this happen. He doesn't rejoice in anything like that. In fact, if anything, he's very sorrowful. Sorrowful for the things that we choose. You see, it's humanity that chooses the evil in the world, not God. And so we need help. We need help, and we need to give help for those who need it. The other questions that may arise is, not just why God allows such things, but what are we doing in the Advent season? We get all this pressure to have the perfect Christmas. And with all that pressure, we get into arguments. And in the death of so many people, boom, these children, these teachers, and they're just gearing up for Christmas, for the joy of Christmas. One day they're fine, perfectly healthy. Next day gone. And it makes you realize life is precious. And the arguments we get into, in hindsight, are really, the arguments we get, they're just dumb. It's just dumb. We need to appreciate the people we have in our life and the gifts that we have been given. We are so blessed. And we think nothing of all the blessings that we've had, just taking them for granted. And on top of that, just knowing how short our life is, the question always comes, here today, gone tomorrow, and am I ready? Am I really ready for Jesus? If something were to happen, if it's getting to be cold out, icy roads, whether we drive too fast or somebody else drives fast, head-on collision, we die, what would we do? Where would we be at with Jesus Christ? And that's a very real question in light of the events lately. And so that's why, for me as a priest, this is the answer to you, is go to confession. Go to confession often. Know that your heart is pure before God. One of the greatest privileges for me as a priest is to bring the mercy of God to people. I love bringing God's mercy to people. I think of the command I interpret it as in Matthew 16. Every Catholic should know this part of Scripture by heart, where Jesus says to Peter, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the pains of hell should not prevail against it. Whatever you found bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven." To me, I find that as a command to bring the mercy of God, to find loosed on earth, so that those things on earth can be loosed in heaven. And so this I find as a part of my very calling. And because it's part of my calling, it's a very part, essence of who I am and who I'm called to be. And so I love bringing the mercy of God and the love of God to others. And in fact, I have yet to find another priest who says, "I hate bringing the love and mercy of God to people." It is all of ours joy to do that. So I encourage you to go to confession, and even we have these examination of consciences that, I apologize, it's got a very Lenten picture on the front. It's not very Advent-y, but it's a great examination of conscience. And I got about 50 of them for each parish, St. Mary's and St. Joe's. And it's very thorough. It's got, you know, a couple pages here. But even at the end, it goes in a little bit more depth. It's got the corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, the seven deadly sins, the five effects of pride, the nine ways of being an accessory of another's sins, and the six commandments of the church, or the precepts of the church, blasphemies and against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and even there's another extra short little examination for venial sins by St. Anthony Mary Claret. And so I find this is a great examination of conscience to do that. And I want to encourage you to go to the communal penance services, and actually it starts today. Here at St. Joseph's at 1 o'clock is the first one. So today here at 1 o'clock. And then Tuesday night at St. Thomas the Apostle at 7. And then at St. Mary's, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And so I encourage you to go. If you're not able to go, Saturday morning, I'll hear confessions until I'm done. You know, after the 8 o'clock Mass, as soon as that's done, we do Holy Hour, Adoration, and Confessions. We do that every Saturday. So we do that. Now, in all this, we rejoice this Sunday. Why? Because Jesus Christ has come. And even as I talk about the confessions, I think about the joy of confession. Not only me as a priest of being able to give God's mercy, but the freedom it brings. We don't have to beat ourselves over the head. It makes the burden light. It brings peace to our hearts and our souls so that we can be peace to other people. It's one of the greatest gifts we've been given is God's mercy, where we can actually hear God's words of mercy. We can actually hear him say, "I absolve you of your sins." No other faith gets that. That's why we get to go to confession. We get to know deep within in our whole being that God is merciful. He is mercy. He is love. And so we have a reason to rejoice. We do have a reason to hope. And we want to bring that reason to rejoice and hope to other people. And especially here today for those people in Connecticut. And so I'll ask you right now, we're going to pray one Hail Mary for those, all those involved over there. Right, involved into it, and even those remotely that were involved. So I ask you to pray that with me. We'll kneel down and pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.